So we're going to learn a different attitude to failure. When something doesn't work out externally, we ask ourselves, what can I learn from this? How is this teaching me patience? How is this teaching me love? How is this teaching me compassion? How is this teaching me wisdom? So these are big topics, and we'll keep learning them week by week by week. But the most important thing is that we become more interested in the success of inner development, that we are improving ourselves as a person through improving our mind. We're more interested in that because that brings the happiness we seek. It brings the freedom from pain and problems that we seek. External success does not. So if you have external success, worldly success, and a peaceful mind, you'll be happy. If you have worldly success and no peace of mind, you're always anxious. Many people who are successful are anxious because success changes. So if you're dependent upon your success for your happiness, success is impermanent. So if we're successful from a worldly point of view, and we know how to keep our mind peaceful through developing virtue in our heart, that success with that peaceful mind will make us happy. If we simply have worldly success but no peace of mind, we'll never be happy, no matter how successful we become. These are important things to understand. So we are as likely to develop the qualities that really matter, such as wisdom, patience, and compassion, through our failures as through our successes. So later in the book, Geshe-la explains, those who have met Buddha's teachings can learn a great deal from their suffering and difficulties, such as failures. It says, for a qualified practitioner, suffering has many good qualities. Our sufferings are like a spiritual guide who leads them along the path of spiritual development. And then some examples are given. So we can apply to the suffering that's mentioned here, failure. Moreover, suffering has many good qualities. Through experiencing it, we can dispel pride. So pride is one of our main obstacles. We're even proud of the fact that we think we have no pride. When we fail at something, it hurts our pride. But actually what it's showing us is how we think we're in control of our life and we're prideful. When something fails in our life, a relationship, for example, it's humbling. And we think, I don't understand anything. I don't understand where this difficulty's coming from. I don't understand why me. I don't understand what the solution is. We're humbled. Do you know, through humility, for example, if you've been humbled by the difficulties in your life, to even turn up to this temple, to these classes, those difficulties are really helping you, because a proud mind can't learn anything. You already know everything. A proud mind, there's nothing to teach a proud person. But when we fail, when something fails in our life, and we become, our pride is subdued, sometimes even literally bringing us to our knees, then that mind is open and ready to learn. So if we apply failure here, that our failures can lead to helping us develop good qualities. You know, we have this arrogance that we're planning our life, that every day will go according to our plan, that every year will get better, that we're somehow the king of our kingdom. Nobody's life's like that. Things happen every day. Sometimes tragic things happen. And you think, where am I going? What am I doing? What does it all mean? That's a humble mind. Then you begin learning. So our failures can help us develop humility. That's a good quality. We can develop compassion for others. So, you know, when we experience any suffering, here we're talking about failure, we can think about everybody else who's experienced the same disappointment. You know, often when we fail, our whole world shrinks to just us and how everything isn't the way we wanted it to be. Our wishes are not being fulfilled. This is self-cherishing, exaggerating our own importance. This has failed for me. It's failed for me. I'm so disappointed, depressed, and unhappy. Buddha says, no, 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 learn, learn. So instead of thinking like that, we think, actually, I'm only one person. These difficulties apply to countless other living beings. We think about them. And then from our failure comes compassion. Also, we can learn to abandon non-virtue and delight in virtue. So this is a big topic. I'll just mention it in a line or two, and then we'll do some meditation and we'll come back to this. This is teaching us about karma. So if you have two members of the same family, even twins, and their upbringing's the same and everything's the same, and one's becomes really successful and the other, you know, in America, they have this horrible expression, you're such a loser. I think that's what we mean. So we have one person becoming really successful and the other's a failure. Nothing they do works. Everything this other person does, their brother, their sister, their twin, works. And you think, how can that be? They're born from the same parents. So what's the difference between those two people? How does one person, they can even be in the same profession. One person, everything works. The other person, nothing works. We're always wondering why that's the case. So what's the answer? Karma is the answer. If we have the karma to be successful, everything we do will work. If we have the karma not to be successful in this particular area, it won't work, no matter how hard we try. So this is wisdom understanding karma. And I'll teach more about it in the weeks to come. So what we've learned, I hope, is that we are as likely, if we take the quote from How to Transform Your Life, we do not become a better person just by fulfilling our wishes for worldly success. We are as likely to develop the qualities that really matter, such as wisdom, patience, love, humility, compassion, through our failures as through our successes.